We're probably going to see a lot more of Eric Garcetti. He's served on Los Angeles City Council for more than a decade. The son of former District Attorney Gil Garcetti is only 42 years old, the second youngest among the five leading candidates. He's expected to finish in one of the top two spots in the mayoral primary election. Garcetti is second in fundraising to City Controller Wendy Gruhl, but he leads narrowly in polls. He's been endorsed by a host of local leaders, including movie stars, unions, La Opinion, and the LA Times.
He shows the most potential to lead LA into a more sustainable and confident future. With those
when the Times says Garcetti has the most potential, however, it isn't exactly enthusiastic. Its endorsement said none of the candidates stand out. Garcetti was city council president for almost 6 years, and of course he bears some responsibility for the city's current economic condition. But the editorial board says he's helping solve those economic problems as well. The Bureau of Street Services rated Garcetti's district higher than any other, and the number of parks in CD 13 has tripled since his election. Here's Garcetti.
You know, to be a successful mayor, you have to bring people together across geographic lines, across political lines. I happen to be a Democrat, but you're not a Democrat or Republican first. You got to fix a pothole. You have to help a business get started up.
Collaboration is one of Garcetti's major selling points. He pitches himself as a universally accessible politician, Mexican, Italian, and Jewish by blood, raised in the Valley, representing Hollywood, and speaking fluent Spanish.
I am an LA kid, you know, born and bred, fourth generation product of the city, a mutt, you know, mixed cultures came together like only in LA, and somebody who really believes in LA.
That universality is what Angeline Chan thinks makes Garcetti a valuable regional leader. She's an immigration lawyer who's organized fundraisers for Garcetti among Republicans and film industry workers.
And I have my Republican, strong Republican friends also supporting him, which I thought was funny. And it makes sense because he is very pro-business, but very conscious and socially conscious at the same time.
Garcetti isn't totally pro-business. He fought the installation of a Walmart in Chinatown, saying that unless the neighborhood's residents called for the store themselves, the imposition was unjustified. He's also cut the city's payroll. In 2009, he oversaw legislation pushing more than 2,000 city workers into early retirement. And the next year, he supported layoffs for another 200 people. He supports raising the city's retirement age from 55 to 60. As a result, his list of public worker union endorsements is only about half as long as that of his leading rival, Wendy Gruhl. Still, Garcetti has been accused of being too conciliatory within City Hall. Detractors say he's too responsive to political shifts on the council, and then he seldom defends positions that might cause arguments. Longtime city reporter Ron Kay says Garcetti might not understand how to run the city politically.
Eric, on the other hand, is a guy who has a sort of piety about him. He's declared that the city council is a temple of democracy when it's hard to say that when money wins almost every contest. When outsiders have very, very little chance.
And Kay thinks Garcetti's willingness to compromise makes the candidate weaker than his more embattled rivals, like Jan Perry.
Again, he's a smart guy. No one would suggest he isn't, but the system itself is so powerful.
Garcetti has worked closely with outgoing Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa.
Mayor and I have worked extremely well together. He's a friend.
But he doesn't see that relationship as a hindrance. Unlike other candidates, who describe L.A. as a corrupt, broken city mired in near bankruptcy, Garcetti speaks with optimism. He thinks we're on the right track, if a little behind schedule.
I don't have super critical words for the mayor. I think he's laid the table for in certain areas, but we can greatly accelerate, for instance, green jobs.
Garcetti isn't a polarizing figure, but for voters like South L.A. resident Siziki Allen, his long track record alone is a reason to vote against him.
Like, what did you sustain in those 11 years that you can still build upon versus always going back starting from scratch? It's like, come on, you know. Yeah. Saying a new day, it's like every day.
But if voters continue to like Garcetti as much as polls say they do now, he's expected to advance to the runoff election, where he'll have 2 more months to persuade residents like Allen. Rosalie Murphy, Annenberg Radio News.